This week's Torah reading, which is called Nitzavim, which means standing firm, has one of the most famous verses upon which a huge and important book, which is called Tanya, written by the Alter Rebbe Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi and first published in 1796, is based. The verse says in this week's Torah reading, Ki korev eilecha davar me'oid, beficho ubilvavcho la'atzoisei, because it is very close, this thing, to you, in your mouth, in your heart, to do it. What is it very close? The commentaries actually argue exactly what is the Torah talking about. Some say it's talking about the learning of the Torah itself. Some say it's talking about tshuva, returning to God and getting close to God and so on. But in any situation, in any translation we translate, the point is that fulfilling the will of God, this is what the Torah is saying, is something very close to you in your mouth, which means do those commandments that have to do with the mouth. Don't say the wrong things, do say the proper things, and so on. To do it, that means just go do it. As it says, you know, the famous saying, just do it. That's very close to a person. And even, not only that, not in your, only in your mouth, not only in your hands, so to speak, in your body, to do what you have to do, but also in your heart to feel it, to feel love and fear for God. Whatever that means, we're not going to define this now, but the point is that the Torah is saying it is very close to you. Now, if you're saying that it's close to the mouth, you can talk whatever you have to talk, you can say whatever you have to say, and it's understood that it is quote-unquote easy. If you're saying to do it, okay, even if you don't feel anything, you can just do whatever you have to do, because that's what God says, and don't do whatever you don't have to do, and so on. But how can the Torah say that it is very close to a person to feel in your heart love for God and fear for God? This verse and this question, so to speak, is the basics and the fundamentals of this book called Tanya. And this book called Tanya is basically that, like the written Torah of the Hasidic movement, Chabad Lubavitch. What's the answer? How can we say that it is very close to feel love for God and fear for God? So the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya, offers a few answers, so to speak, or saying in a different way, different perspectives of the same answer. And basically, this answer could be divided into two. How we can understand this answer for Jews, and how we can understand this answer for non-Jews. Now, let's go for the Jews first. How do we understand the answer? The Alter Rebbe brings basically the idea that every single Jew, no matter what the situation and circumstances of his life or her life and so on are, has inside of him, inside of her, like hardware, so to speak, it's inside of their soul, the love for God and the fear for God. It's part of their nature. Where does it come from? So the Alter Rebbe explains in chapter 18 of Tanya that this is something we received as an inheritance from Avraham Avinu. Since Avraham, our forefather, loved so much God, even sacrificed himself for God, even was ready to sacrifice his only son for God, God took, so to speak, this love and expressed it from his part, love from God towards Abraham, giving him a gift. This gift consists on that all the descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov will have inside of them, as part of their life, their core, love for God and fear for God. Sometimes this is hidden and has to be aroused, sometimes has to be developed, improved, and so on. But the point is, you have it inside. That's why it's so easy. You just have to arouse it. And it does arise in certain very critical situations in life, when your connection to God is compromised. So then the Jew says, I can't be separated from this. This is basically what the Alter Rebbe answers. It's inside of you. You don't have to do anything. But this leaves, so to speak, non-Jews outside of the equation because they're not descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And even those who converted throughout the generations, by converting themselves, they become as descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, at least in a spiritual level, not in a physical level. But non-Jews, are not inside of this. So how can the Torah say it is very easy even for them to love God and fear God. That there's a teaching by our sages in Jewish mysticism and in Zohar, that they all say something very interesting. It's also in the Midrash, that when God, in the second day of creation, he separated between the waters above and the waters below complained, basically. And they stood up, so to speak, the angel that governs the waters below, whatever that means, complained to God and said to him, Anan ba'in le'meve kadom malka, we want to be in front of the king. Why did you leave us out, like the waters above, whatever, spiritual worlds, they're in front of God, and they feel God, and they enjoy God, and so on. But the waters below, they live in a physical world, and they don't feel God. But they complained. Why did you separate between us? What is above? What is below? We want to be in front of God. We want to feel you. And our sages explain that God gave them an answer. What's the answer? That they will be part of the korbanes, of the offerings in the temple, in the altar, by pouring water during the festival of Sukkot, by putting salt, which is inside the water, in the seas, and so on, in every single offering. And that will bring them, because the offering was burned up and went high, so to speak, to God. So that will bring them to close to God. But there's another point over here. Don't look at the answer, so to speak, from God. Look at the question itself. Which, by the way, when a person learns Torah, just learning the question, even if you don't get the answer, that's Torah also. That's learning also. Because Torah is the will of God, and if some question arises in the Torah itself, in the text of the Torah, that means you're learning Torah, even just when you're learning the question. But the point is, let's look at the question. The question expresses a will that the waters below, the world, the physical world, the waters above are the spiritual worlds, and the waters below represent the physical world. This question, this complaint, so to speak, of the waters below expresses a desire that the world has to be in front of God. In other words, a desire that is within every single millimeter of the creation to be in front of God, to feel God. It comes out that even non-Jews, which of course are part of the creation, also have this desire as part of their core. It's sometimes very difficult to arise it, to arouse it, to develop it, and so on. But the point is that it is there also. So that's why the Torah says in Parshas Nitzavim, again in Hebrew, it is very close, this thing, this feeling of love for God, fear for God, and so on, to feel it, not just in your mouth, not just in your actions, in your deeds, but even in your heart, it is ingrained, so to speak, within the creation, a desire to be close to God.